Chug, chug, chug. Puff, puff, puff. The happy little train ran along the tracks. Her cars were full of good things for boys and girls, like toys, books, and games, and good things to eat, too. Fruit and milk and candy for dessert. The little train was taking all these things to the other side of the mountain. "How happy the boys and girls will be to see me," said the little train. But all at once the train came to a stop. "Oh, dear," said the little train, "what can be the matter?" She tried and tried to start up again, but her wheels just wouldn't turn. "We can help," said the toys, and they got out and tried to push. Still, the little train didn't move. Just then, a shiny new engine came puffing down another track. "Maybe that engine can help us." The shiny new engine slowed down. The dolls and toys called out, "Our engine is not working. Please pull our train over the mountain. If you don't, the boys and girls won't have any toys or good food." The shiny new engine was not a bit friendly. "You want me to pull you?" he asked. "That's not what I do. I carry people. I pull the likes of you? I should say not." And off went the shiny new engine. How sad all the toys and dolls felt. "Here comes another big strong engine. Maybe he will help us." The big strong engine came to a stop. The toys called out, "Please help us. Our train is not working. You can pull us over the mountain." But the big strong engine did not want to help. "I do not pull toys," he said. "I pull cars full of heavy logs and big trucks. I have no time for the likes of you." And away he puffed. By this time, the little train was no longer happy, and the toys were ready to cry. Then the clown called out, "Look, look, a very little blue engine is coming. Maybe she will help us." The little blue engine was a happy engine. She stopped at once. "What's the matter?" she asked in a kind way. The toys cried, "Will you pull us over the mountain? If you don't help, the boys and girls will have no toys or good food. Please, please help." "Oh my," said the little blue engine, "I am not very big, and I do not pull trains. I have never even been over the mountain." "But please, we must get there," said the toys. The little blue engine thought about the children on the other side of the mountain. Without toys or good food, they wouldn't be happy. The little blue engine pulled up close. She took hold of the little train. The little blue engine said, "I think I can climb up the mountain. I think I can. I think I can." Then the little blue engine began to pull. She tugged and she pulled. She pulled and she tugged. Puff, puff, chug, chug went the little engine. "I think I can, I think I can," she said. Slowly, slowly the train started to move. Puff, puff, chug, chug. Up the mountain went the little blue engine. And all the time she kept saying, "I think I can, I think I can, I think I can." Up, up, up. The little engine climbed and climbed. At last she reached the top of the mountain. "Hooray! Hooray!" cried the toys. "The boys and girls will be so happy, all because you helped us, little blue engine." As she puffed down the mountain, the little blue engine seemed to say, "I thought I could, I thought I could, I thought I could, I thought I could, I thought I could."
Tip number 8. Always look both ways before you cross the street and stay close to an adult.